ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಭಗವತ್ಪಾದಂ ಶಂಕರಂ ಲೋಕಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಂ ಕೇಶವಂ ಬಾದರಾಯಣಂ ಸೂತ್ರಭಾಷ್ಯಕೃತೌ ವಂದೇ ಭಗವಂತೌ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ ಈಶ್ವರೋ ಗುರುರಾತ್ಮೇತಿ ಮೂರ್ತಿಭೇದವಿಭಾಗಿನೇ ವ್ಯೋಮವದ್ವ್ಯಾಪ್ತದೇಹಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ.
ವೇದೋ ನಿತ್ಯಮಧೀಯತಾಂ ತದುದಿತಂ
ವೇದೋ ನಿತ್ಯಮಧೀಯತಾಂ ತದುದಿತಂ
ಕರ್ಮಸ್ವನುಷ್ಠೀಯತಾಂ ಏನೇಷಸ್ಯ ವಿಧೀಯತಾಮಪಚಿತಿಃ
ಏನೇಷಸ್ಯ ವಿಧೀಯತಾಮಪಚಿತಿಃ
ಕಾಮ್ಯೇ ಮತಿಸ್ತ್ಯಜ್ಯತಾಂ
ಕಾಮ್ಯೇ ಮತಿಸ್ತ್ಯಜ್ಯತಾಂ
ಪಾಪೌಘಃ ಪರಿಧೂಯತಾಂ ಭವಸುಖೇ
ಪಾಪೌಘಃ ಪರಿಧೂಯತಾಂ ಭವಸುಖೇ ದೋಷೋನುಸಂಧೀಯತಾಂ
ಆತ್ಮೇಚ್ಛಾವ್ಯವಸೀಯತಾಂ ನಿಜಗೃಹಾತ್
ಆತ್ಮೇಚ್ಛಾವ್ಯವಸೀಯತಾಂ ನಿಜಗೃಹಾತ್ ಪೂರ್ಣಂ ವಿನಿರ್ಗಮ್ಯತಾಂ.
ಸೊ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸಜೆಷನ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎ ಸಾಧಕ ಫಾರ್ ಎ ಮುಮುಕ್ಷು, ಫಸ್ಟ್ ವೇದ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಅಧೀಯತ. ಲೆಟ್ ವೇದ ಬಿ ಅಧೀಯತ, ಚಂಟೆಡ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲರ್ಲಿ, ನಿತ್ಯಂ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲರ್ಲಿ. ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿಂಗ್ ರೆಫರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬೋತ್, ಫಸ್ಟ್ ರಿಸೀವಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಟೀಚರ್ and later on chanting on its own soul. So after receiving from the teacher, one continues to practice at home. That is also indicated by adhiyata, studying and receiving and studying. Taduditam karma swanushthiyata, let the karma, the action prescribed by Vedas, Tadujitam, Swanushthiyata, be very well done. Let the karma prescribed by Vedas be very well performed. And here it is not this only this Pancha Mahayagnas or Sandhya Vandanam that alone is indicated. All the duties as a father, as a mother, as a son, all of them prescribed by Vedas and Vedas description should be done very well. So it is not only that Pancha Mahayagna we talked about. Whatever role Bhagavan has given to me in a given situation, that role I perform as per the instruction of Shastra. That is Taduditam Karma Swanushthiyata, be done very well. So it doesn't refer to only religious activities. All the activities we do during the day, throughout the day, that all those activities should be done as prescribed by Shastra. Shastra says, as a father, these are my duties. I take care of my children. I give them samskaras. And as a son, it is my duty to take care of my parents. As a husband, it is my duty to take care of my wife, and vice versa. So all these things to be seen, Taduditam Karma Swanushthiyata. Do your duties as prescribed by Shastra. Then the next one is Tena Ishasya Apachitihi Vidhiyata. Four words, Tena ಈಶಸ್ಯ ವಿಧೀಯತಾಂ ಅಪಚಿತಿಹಿ. ತೇನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ದಟ್ ಕರ್ಮ. ಬೈ ದಟ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ದ ಕರ್ಮ ಪ್ರಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಬೈ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ. ಈಶಸ್ಯ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಅಪಚಿತಿಹಿ, worship, vidhiyata, be offered. Be offered. By that action, let the worship of the Lord be offered or be performed. So let your action become the worship to the Lord. Let your every action be the worship to the Lord. And this idea, as I was talking yesterday, is given in Bhagavad Gita. I wrongly perhaps quoted the number, it is 46. Yeah. So I said 42nd, but it's 46. Where it is said, Yatah pravrittir bhutanam yena sarvamidam tatam svakarmana tamabhyarcha siddhim vindati manavah. In the first line of the shloka, what is God, what is Ishvara is talked about. Yatah pravrittihi bhutanam. The Lord is that from whom pravrittihi, utpatti, creation of bhutas. Bhutas means beings or beings. The Lord from whom there is creation of all beings. Means the Lord is the creator of all beings, the entire world. Bhuta here doesn't refer to Panchama Bhutas. Bhutas means all beings, all things and beings. And Yena Sarvam Idam Tatam. Yena means by whom? The Lord by whom? Idam Sarvam. This everything. This entire world. Tatam, Vyaptam, pervaded. So the Lord is that from whom there is creation of all beings and by whom this entire world is pervaded. By this, what is being suggested is that the Lord is the maker and the material. Because from whom? So from whom can refer to the material cause and efficient cause, both. But by the second line, Tena Idam Sarvam Tatam, by whom the entire world is pervaded, and that is possible only if the Lord is the material cause. If you remember in Tattva Bodha, we have seen material cause and efficient cause. Or intelligent cause. So by intelligent cause, what maker, the product will not be pervaded. Only by the material cause, the product is pervaded. And therefore, the Lord is the maker and the material of this world. Since he is the material for this world, he is pervading the entire world. And to that Lord, Svakarmana Tam. Tam means that. I think you have studied in Sanskrit this Tam. Saha Tau Te. Tam Tau Tan. Tam is which case? Second case. In this Vichika's class, Tam has not come, no? It will come. So Tam means that Lord. To that Lord, Abhyarcha means worshipping, having worshipped. Worshipping that Lord, how? Svakarmana, by one's own duties, one's own karma. Svakarma means any karma which is to be done in a given situation. Based on the stage of your life, based on the setup you are in, based on the social status you have, financial status you have, based on these family status you have is whether you are father or mother, husband, wife. Based on all those factors, your family status, your social status, your financial status, your ashram status means your brahmachari, vanaprastha, grahastha. So based on the given situation and setup, whatever is to be done is called your swakarma. Like now, what is your swakarma? Studying Vedanta and following the instructions of the acharyas. That is your swakarma. For a vidyarthi, especially Gurukula Vasi Vidyarthi, the student who is in the Gurukula, who is called Ante Vasi. Ante means what? Near. One who is staying near the teacher. In other words, residential student. That is called Ante Vasi. For Ante Vasi student, what is the duty? Study of the Shastra and following the suggestions of the teachers. That is the duty. Guru Shushrusha and Adhyayanam. And during under that instruction, whatever is given, some seva is given, some puja duty is there, whatever duty is given, that is swakarma. So studying the Shastra is your is something to be done. Because you have come for that. Somebody says, Swami, this is a nice place, you know, surrounded by hills, and this food also is suitable. Nice. I like to be here. I like to be in my room and meditate. No, that is not your swakarma. Throughout the day, suppose you want to meditate only, then this is not the place. Then you cannot be called vidyarthi. You could be called dhyanarthi. Dhyanarthi means one who is desirous of meditating. Yes, one can do it. But then you will not be admitted here as a vidyarthi. So one has to know what is swakarma. Suppose you imagine that instead of coming here and teaching you, I send the message, today no class. Why? I am meditating. One day perhaps you say, oh, our Swamiji is so great, so he is so much absorbed in meditation. But suppose day after day I do like this, then I am violating my swadharma. Even one day I will not do. Swadharma, the setup demands what? I should go on time and teach. Swadharma. And try to follow what I am instructing others. If I tell you to go to puja, temple and all, I never turn up there, then I am not setting the right example. I tell you to keep quiet in the dining hall and I keep talking, then I am not setting a good example. So as an acharya, I have swadharma. Otherwise I should not take this responsibility. Sometimes giving the instructions which are not pleasant is a very, very painful job. Do you think that I enjoyed like giving instruction? No. Given a choice, I would not like to. But I have to do that. Beauty. Sometimes giving the bitter pills. So, swakarma means something to be done in a given situation. And how to decide that what is to be done in a given situation? We have Shastra for that, Dharma Shastra for that. We have the teaching for that. We have our Srishta Purusha, the seniors, who will teach us. Our Acharyas will teach us. That is my Swakarma. Something which is appropriate in a given situation. The action which is appropriate in a given situation. So an appropriate action in a given situation expected of me is my swakarma. This is simple definition. In the olden days it was very easy. What? It was decided by your varna, your class and your stage of life, your ashram. So person doesn't have to think. Already everything was set, script was set. Now it has become more dynamic. Still there are some set script, but still compared to what used to be, now it is little more dynamic. And therefore we have to ask, we have to get guidance. But swakarma means what is to be done, whatever is appropriate action in a given situation for me is my swakarma. And swakarmana, tam to that Lord, abhyarjya. Abhyarjya means worshipping. Siddhim vindati manavaha. Manava means human being. Vindati attains. Siddhim. Siddhim literally means success. Here success is in the form of Bhagavan Shankaracharya said Jnana Nishtha Yogyata. Means the fitness for assimilated knowledge. So you become qualified for getting knowledge which will be effective for you. In other words, Jnana Yogyata in the form of Chitta Shuddhi. So here Siddhi finally means Antakkarana Shuddhi, the purity of the mind, which makes you qualified for attaining knowledge. Here, little bit more we have to see. This shloka says that Bhagavan is everywhere, Ishvara is everywhere, Ishvara is everything. But initially it is very difficult to appreciate Ishvara being everywhere. The day I heard that Ishvara is everywhere, it's not that next moment onwards I kept seeing Ishvara everywhere. As I told you, when I met my teacher, the first day, on the first day itself, this was a discussion. God is all pervasive. How? He is abhinna nimitta upadana karanam. He explained me on the first day itself. But it takes a lot of time. And therefore Shastra gives us a tool, tutorial. Like, you know, main class you are not able to catch up, then what you do? Tutorials are given. So here Shastra gives us some exercise. And that exercise is in the form of invoking the Lord in a particular form. Some vigraha. Some idol. God is everywhere. Therefore in the idol also God is very much there. So it is not a make-believe. God is everywhere. And therefore I can invoke the Lord anywhere. Like Pujya Swamiji says, if I want to draw the attention of a person, even if I touch his little finger, still I am touching the person. Good enough to draw his attention. Because the person is present throughout his body. Similarly, Ishvara is present everywhere. But right now I am not able to see that. And therefore, in a particular form, creating a particular setup, altar, I invoke the presence of the Lord somewhere. That is why we have the temple. That is why we have, but in fact, in every Indian's house who is worshipping the Lord, he will have puja rooms. Nowadays it is becoming a little bit obsolete because we have space for living room, all room, this room, that room, and therefore no space for Bhagavan. Or maximum they will give the space, you know where? Under the staircase. They go like this. Nowadays that is how. Under the staircase will be puja. So all people will be walking on the Lord. It's all like nothing. One who is walking also is the Lord, so no problem. But that shows our priority for Ishvara. We have space for bathrooms, big, big bathrooms, but we have no space for your poor Lord. Anyway, but even if you, even under the staircase also, if you have provided pujaram, all right. Something is always better than nothing. But it is always good to have pujaram in the house. If that is not there, create some altar, small altar. Even in our room we can have small altar where you can put some picture of the Lord. When you get up, you have a place to do namaskara, celebration. Small. You need not have the idol, etc. Even picture of the Lord, good enough. So either small altar in the room, in the house, or we go to the temple. And in the temple, what is done? Puja is done. And one of the important steps in the puja is archana. You must have heard archana. Archana means offering some material while chanting some mantras. Like we do Dakshinamurti, Dharmadeshwara, Om Bhavaya Devaya Namaha, Murudraya Devaya Namaha, all this we do. That, and they will be offering flowers. This is for archana. In archana, what is being done? With my body, I am offering flowers. It can be flowers, it can be rice, it can be even bhasma, it can be even kumkuma. Depending upon the deity and depending upon my ability. Affordability. So I take some material and offer. So with my body I am offering some material. Kaya, body is involved. With my speech, organ of speech, I am chanting the mantra. Om Mahadeva Yanamaha, Om Rudra Yanamaha. So my vacha, my organ of speech also is involved. And in the mind, there is attitude of gratitude, there is attitude of surrender, because I am chanting what? Namaha. That is why every archana will have these mantras involving the word Namaha. Mahadevaya Namaha. So body is involved, organ of speech is involved, and the mind also is supposed to be involved. I have to say supposed to, because many people are doing this also very well. You understood, no? Therefore, the mind also is to be involved. Kaya, in the kaya means body, vacha, speech, and mana. So this archana, in archana what we are doing, we are offering some material with the attitude of devotion, with the feeling of devotion. This we do in the puja room or in the temple. Either we ourselves do or we identify with the pujari, the priest. Now Shastra says that this archana which you did in the puja room is the worship room. Sounds too hard to say worship. The room of, the place of worship, for worship. And that activity you need not restrict to the temple only, to the puja room only. You can extend it throughout the day. How do you do that? When you are doing archana, you were offering a flower. Now let every action be your flower to worship the Lord. So instead of a flower, you are offering action to the Lord. And thus all the activities you do throughout the day become the archana, become the worship of the Lord. And that is done by constant remembrance of my connection to the Lord. Invoking the Lord in all the factors involved in action. Any action I am doing, for whomsoever I am doing, whatever material is involved, I invoke the presence of the Lord. And in this culture, that's a very beautiful thing, that for every activity, almost every activity, we have a shloka. When you get up in the morning and you step down, even before that, first you get up, you are supposed to look at your hand. Karagre vasate lakshmi, karamadhye saraswati, karamule stito brahma, prabhate karadarshanam. You see your hand and you say that in my hand itself, brahma, karagre lakshmi, saraswati, brahma, all three are there. What a beautiful start. Or, since we are studying Vedanta and we get connected more with Brahman, and therefore, Pratasvara mirudisan spuradatpatatvam satsit sukham paramahamsa jatinturiyam yat svapna jagara sushuktam avaiti nityam tad brahma nishkalamaham nacha bhuta sangaha Atarvajabhi manaso vachasamagamyam Vacho vibhanti nikhilaya danugrahena Yanneti neti vachanel nigamavochan Deva deva majat machyuta mahuragyam Atarnamami tamasah paramarkavarnam Purnam sanatana padam purushottamakhyam Yasmin nidam jagadashesham asheshamurtau Dajvam bhujangam iva pratibhasitam vai. We start the day with that. Not we don't start the day with wet tea or wet coffee or not bad tea. Bad tea. Bad tea is bad tea. Bad tea is a bad tea, isn't it? Generally, without washing our mouth, we are not supposed to drink it. We have a mantra and shloka for that, you know. So we start our day with prayers. And afterwards, first you get up and do this. Remember the Lord. Then, when you step on the ground, the floor, you say, Samudravasa De Devi Parvatastana Mandale Krishnupatti Namastubhyam Padasparsham Chamaswami. So, we remember the Lord, Devi, His floor also is a Devi. And then we have again shloka for brushing our teeth. It's a shloka, very beautiful shloka. Which says, Ayurbalam yashovarchah rajah pashupashu vasunicha brahma pragnamcha medamcha vamno dehi vanaspate. I don't say that you have to chant, all of you have to chant shlokas. If you can, it is very good. I don't belittle its importance. But for some people it may be a big struggle. Morning also we have to open the book. And also we are not able to chant, we feel very bad, so we spoil our morning. So perhaps may not be required in initial stage, but it will be nice. At least remember the spirit. In those days they used to use this twigs for brushing the teeth. So vanaspate. To Vanaspati, you pray that you give me Ayur Balam Yasho Varchaha and Praja, Pashu, Vasunicha, Brahma, Pragna, Medham. So Vanaspati, you are invoking the Lord in Vanaspati. You got toothbrush. You are invoking. Then you take bath. That time also, Gange Chayamane Chayva Godavari Saraswati Narmade Sindhu Kaveri Jale Sintan Nidim Guru. See, Pujaswami is right the other day. You remember? is that I remember all the rivers. In fact, he told that you can add more rivers. What a beautiful attitude. The idea is that with all activities, we connect to Bhagavan. Through all the activities, we connect to Bhagavan. Remember, our connection while doing the activity is called converting the action into worship. Remember, even when we are eating, before eating, we say pranaya swaha, apanaya swaha, vyanaya swaha, udanaya swaha, samanaya swaha, brahmane swaha. So that is called panchagni hotra. It's called agni hotra. Agni hotra means it's a ritual. So before eating also we chant shlokas. If you don't remember shloka, doesn't matter. Remember that I am offering this food to the Lord present in my stomach. It's good enough. It is not that only Sanskrit shloka, then only it becomes puja. What is important is not Sanskrit shloka. What is important is the spirit of remembering the Lord. Spirit of remembering my connection to the Lord. Spirit of remembering that Ishvara is everything. Keep reminding oneself throughout the activity. Even before study of Sanskrit or Shastra, we remember the Lord. We start with Shanti Patha. And the entire study can be looked upon as the worship of Devi Saraswati. When you are studying Sanskrit, maybe sometimes the tears may come because we don't know the forms. But still, before that we say, I am worshipping Saraswati through this act of study of Sanskrit, through the study of chanting, even through the study of Vedanta. Look upon even the pursuit of study as worshipping the Lord. All the activities. And suppose you are doing seva after your lunch, so we have already come, morning we have started. So morning is brushing the teeth, bath, and then you come for breakfast. Before breakfast also, pranayaswa, apanayaswa. Afterwards you come for studying the chanting, worshipping them. Have the spirit that I am worshipping Saraswati through this study. That also can be the spirit. I am worshipping the knowledge aspect of the Lord through this study. Knowledge is the presence of Ishvara. Lunch time, again we are chanting 15th chapter, and after lunch of course we are doing seva, and seva also. Through this seva, I am worshipping the ashram, which is manifestation of the same Ishvara. This Gurukula is this altar of my worship. Whoever is benefited by my service is Ishvara. So don't say, oh, why should I worship? Why should I clean this place for those people? Why should I clean this particular place? Who, that fellow is staying nearby. Why should he get benefit? For whomsoever I am doing, it is that person in Ishvara. I am not working for an individual. I am working for the Lord. So for whomsoever I am doing, I invoke the presence of Ishvara in that person. I am doing for them. If you are suppose sharing whatever you have studied, somebody has come lately and you are sharing, then also attitude is what? I am sharing with the Lord. No arrogance. See, I am teaching, you know, I am being senior now. Bhagavan has given me the opportunity, so I am sharing. Sharing with the Lord. I invoke the presence of the Lord with whomsoever I am interacting. With whomsoever I am interacting, I see the presence of Lord and my connection to the Lord. And at the end of the day, so we have done seva, then again we have got puja, of course, is very easy to see. Worship is very easy to see. We already directly worship. Study of this sadhana panchakam etc. also is a worship. Understanding the nature of Ishvara also is a worship of Ishvara. If you remember in the 7th chapter, Bhagavan said, Jnani to atmeva mimatam. Jignasu is also a bhakti. Pursuing this knowledge is a bhakti. So through the pursuit of knowledge, I am worshipping the Lord. And then afterwards we have what? Walk, and you have any opportunity to see nature, that is of course expression of Ishvara's energy. And evening again we come, we have what? Aarti, of course, there is very easy to see, it is worship of the Lord. Again we come for dinner. We remember that I am serving Bhagavan in my stomach. And night again we go to sleep. Before sleeping, we say, Kayena vacha manasendriyerva buddhyatmana va prakrute svabhavat karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai narayanayeti samarpayami. The shloka is that, O Lord, whatever I have done throughout the day, because sometimes we might have missed this particular attitude of offering it to the Lord. Therefore, for making up for all that deficiency, at the end of the day we say, O Lord, whatever I have done throughout the day, through my body, through my senses, through my mind, through my intellect, through these what is called the tendencies of nature, involuntary activities, all of them I am offering it to you, offering them to you. This is called converting the action into worship. And in the morning also, before we start our day, we can specifically remember, O Lord, throughout the day, whatever I do, let it be my offering. So morning we do it, after taking bath, and if we are starting and coming out of the room, we remember, specifically we remember, O Lord, let my all activities be done with the spirit of your worship. I worship you through this activity. So these things we have to do initially in very formal way. We have to tell ourselves. We have to remind ourselves. Afterwards it becomes natural. Initially we have to take help of some shlokas, if not shlokas, some sentences. O Lord, let all my activities be your worship. O Lord, give me the alertness of this attitude. Give me, please remind me the spirit of worship throughout the day. Thus, tena ishasya apachitihi vidhiyata. This is an important part of karma yoga. This is called doing the activities with the spirit of Ishvararpana. Ishvararpana buddhihi, the spirit of, the attitude of offering the activities to the Lord. And this can be done with various types of thinking. You can say that I have received so much from the Lord, I would like to express my gratitude through my activities. Or Ishvara is in the form of various orders, and all the activities are implying the order of Ishvara. So remembering Ishvara as the order which is present as the law of karma, and thus by remembering the law of karma, which is the order which is non-separate from Ishvara, I do all my activities. Whatever spirit suits you. Finally, what is important is I remember my connection with the Lord by doing the activities, then it becomes puja of Ishvara. Then action will not be a burden. Now what happens that, I have to do this much, have I to do this much? It becomes burden. Afterwards, activity will not be looked upon as a burden. As long as activity is seen as a burden, the spirit of karma yoga has not yet come fully. And therefore, it is not that we strain our body so much that we fall sick. That is not suggested here. But choicelessly, when it has come, I have not gone after it. It has come. At least in such situation, I am able to welcome it and do with the spirit of worship. Then it is called life of karma yoga. Tene shastya vidhiyatam apachitihi is describing the life of karma yoga, which is in the form of offering all the activities as the worship of Ishvara. Now the next one is kamye madhistyajyata. Kamye here refers to kamya karmani. If you remember, while talking about the second instruction, taduditam karma svanushtiyatam, we had seen there are four types of activities prescribed by Shastra: nitya karma, naimittika karma, kamya karma and prayashchitta karma. Out of these four, nitya karma and naimittika karma are considered to be vihita karma. Vihita karma means they are mandatory to be done. Kamya karma you can do if you wish. It is permissible. What I said, that taduditam is, these four activities are permissible, which talks about by Shastra. And initially, kamya karma, desire based activity means, if you want to do it, you can do it. Like in the ashram, here certain activities are mandatory. If you want to be here for a long time, you cannot say, "Swami, I will be here, but I will not attend the classes." No. Attending the classes is mandatory. Especially Vedanta classes. Yoga classes we have given discount. So, alright. But Vedanta classes is what? Like Nitya Naimittika Karma. Nitya Karma. Naimittika Karma means Guru Payachi or something like that comes, and then we are supposed to participate. That is called Naimittika Karma. Some occasion comes, then you do it. Naimittika. But browsing the internet is what? Kamya karma. We will not say, "Did you browse or not? See, you have kept Wi-Fi. Why are you not using?" Okay? It is what? Kamya karma. If you wish, you can do it. But generally it is found that kamya karma is generally done. So even though we will not ask you whether you are browsing, are you taking benefit of Wi-Fi or not? We are spending so much, please take benefit. We will not say. How many hours did you browse? No. It is what? Kamya karma. You understood what is kamya karma? Is this setup? This is kamya karma. Prayashchitta karma, so far we have not introduced, but if required, we may like to introduce. Yeah, so that's my example. That suppose your cell phone rings, you have to pay 500 rupees. Is it what? Okay, we got example for all. Nitya karma, attending class. Naimittika karma, guru payachi. And kamya karma, browsing the internet. Prayashchitta karma, which we have not done, but likely we can do it, is paying 500 rupees for every, ringing the cell phone. Alright. So, in the initial stage, Shastra says, you can do kamya karma. Because you require, you have so much kamna. Kamna means desires. And if Shastra tells you don't do kamya karma, then you will drop the Shastra itself. Suppose we tell that don't browse the internet, you will leave the ashram. So we don't want you to leave the ashram. And therefore, we will not say that. In fact, throughout the course we are not going to say, don't worry about it, okay sir? So, initial stage, Shastra allows the person, permits the person to do Kanya Karma. Shastra says, if you want money, do this Homa. If you want the Brahma Varchas, some particular shining splendor on your face, do this Karma. If you want a putra, son, do this karma. If you want heaven, do this karma. So all these activities are called kamya karma. And initially, they are allowed, permitted. Even person is motivated to do this. Please do it. It will be good for you. Why? Because kamya karma also helps the person to develop certain discipline. From tamoguna, you have to come to what? Rajoguna. Because Swamiji was telling, tamoguna you have to come to rajoguna. So, first Shastra will encourage you to do kamya karma. Because many people are very lazy. So Shastra says, do you want money, more money? Do this ritual. Like Swamiji said, you make that fellow the share broker, stock market broker you make him. So similarly, Shastra is encouraging the person to do Kanya Karma. Kanya Karma means the karmas which are meant for material benefit, worldly benefit. Shastra encourages to come out of tamoguna, for coming out of this indisciplined life. People get up whenever they feel like, they sleep whenever they feel like. But Kanya Karma, if you want to do, then you have to get up early morning. Shastra will say, this karma can be done only in the morning. The person says, okay, I want money, so I will do it. So initially, Kanya Karma is permitted, and in fact, sometimes person is motivated for it. But later on, when person has undergone this particular exercise of worshipping the Lord through all the activities, then he or she is supposed to outgrow the need for Kanya Karma. In fact, in Sadhana Panchakam, these steps are described in such a way that if you follow the previous step, you are fit for the next step. So if person is practicing this karma yoga, person is following the spirit of karma yoga by doing the karma, in other words, person is able to worship the Lord through his activity, her activity, then kamye madhis tyajyatam. His matihi, his interest will be given up or should be given up. Can be given. So kamye matis tyajyatam means let the matihi interest, kamye, in desire based, material desire based activity, tyajyatam, be given up. Kamye matihi tyajyatam, three words are there. Let matihi interest, kamye, in the material desire based activity, tyajyatam, be given up. Let your interest in material desire based activity be given up. Initially, I want this, I want that, I want this. So many desires are there, and therefore person has to do kanya karma. But when person follows the life of karma yoga, then slowly he outgrows certain needs. He doesn't require some specific situation so badly that he has to do so many kamya karma for that. When you have got so many material desires, then naturally you will be busy fulfilling all of them through various activities. You must have heard, people go to, recently there was a Brazil, there was a football. From America, they will go to Brazil to watch football match, start to play. That much it only heard from somebody. I know one person, recently there was an IPCL match, he came from Gujarat to Bangalore. Match. This is what? Kanya karma. Afterwards, when you follow the spirit of karma yoga in your life, then your satisfaction level in life is so much that you don't require such kicks. You don't require. If you are having the satisfaction in your study, puja, etc. here in the ashram, then you won't feel like going to the restaurant in Coimbatore. Some restaurant puja swami used to eat Italian restaurant. You don't feel like. Nowhere you feel like going. You are okay. You don't have time. In fact, for days together, you know, I don't go out in Michigan. Days together. I don't remember, I was thinking today that I don't remember that I went to the restaurant just to eat because I wanted to eat out and therefore I went to the restaurant. It has never happened in my life. Never. I was thinking, has it happened? No. Yeah, suppose I had to eat, somewhere I had to eat and therefore I eat, that is okay. But I went, the food is there still, I want to eat some item and therefore I went to the restaurant. I don't remember. Such a blessing it is. Otherwise, it is very common. Oh, that restaurant, this item is very good, that restaurant, that item is very good, and people go. So, such activities. You have to survive, therefore, you have to eat. But to eat specific item, food is already available at home. No, Sanjay, that is only normal food. Outside. I think perhaps, you know, before entering into such things, I already was out. But in most of the cases, they require it is understandable. But as you get more and more satisfaction in your sadhana, your need for this material enjoyment will be reduced. It is not that you have to be told that don't go to this restaurant and all this. You don't have to be told. You don't feel like it. Even if it is there, you can't do it. You don't feel like doing it. For days together things are there, they remain like that. Why? Because you have outgrown those needs. And if it is not outgrown, you have to see. You have to sometimes be deliberate about it. Why am I doing this? Why am I browsing so much to see that news, that news, that news? Why? Kamye matis tyajyatam. Let your interest in kamya karma be given up. Here given up can be slightly diluted if you want. Reduced. To begin with, reduced. 50% discount. Let your interest in kamya karma, desire-based activity, be reduced. Let it be reduced. If you are going twice a month to Coimbatore to the restaurant, make it once a month. If you are going once in 2 months, make it once in 4 months. Like that. Reduced. So, kamye matis tyajyatam literally means let the interest in kamya karma be given up. But we can say, let your interest in kamya karma be reduced. Afterwards. And when it is said kamya matis tyajyatam, what is suggested is outgrow those desires. It is not that you keep desires and go to kamya karma. That cannot be sustained for long time. You outgrow the very need to have those material benefits or material enjoyments. You get enjoyment from what? From studying the Shastra itself. Oh, so now I am able to read this. I am able to break this Sandhi. What a nice thing. when I read this meaning is comes to my mind, occurs in my mind when I speak. When I go to the temple and in chanting the stotra, I really enjoy. So slowly we start enjoying what we are supposed to. You don't require extra avenues for your happiness. Whatever you are doing, that itself is the source of your joy. If you are enjoying your study, then that's what you are doing every day. All the time whatever you are doing, you are enjoying. And that is why we have a change of activity. It is not a throughout the day we Vedanta, Vedanta. We have introduced Sanskrit also. We have introduced chanting also. So we have changed, and this topic also, morning, this evening, this. You also opted for it. So majority, three votes were more for doing different classes. So we are going to have different classes most of the time. Thus, maximum what we can do is we can have some change of activity in whatever we are supposed to do. And if we enjoy what we are supposed to do, we don't require special activities to enjoy. We require special activities for enjoyment because we are not happy with what we are doing. And therefore here it is said, kamye madhisthyajyatam. Whenever there is a desire, oh, let me go and have some fun in the city, be careful, what is this? That type of fun I have had for so many years. How much effort is involved and how much a distraction is involved, how much extrovertedness it brings in. See the limitation. See the price. Some people tell me, so the price also, Italian restaurant is very costly. So that price also is Kamye Matis Yajata. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamagachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate.